there. Is it possible if I can please speak with Fiona Lockhart, please?
Greetings.
Hi, Fiona. It's Billy Hawley from MMA Legal. We're calling in regards to your Scottish redress claim. We have some updates for you regarding the case.
Sorry,
do you want me to repeat myself for you? Do you want me to explain all of that? Yes, no problem. So we're calling today from MMA Legal, and we're calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim. We're the ones that are currently dealing with it for you regarding your time within the care system.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, we have some updates for you regarding the case. Am I okay to run over them with you?
Yes, of course.
So, first things first, before we go any further, we've got your date of birth is the 18th of June 1971. Is that correct, darling?
Correct.
And if I am correct looking on your application here, just give me 2 seconds. We have a nominated beneficiary as Sarah Mason. Are you still happy to have them as your beneficiary, darling? Perfect, no problem. So first things first, we've submitted your case over to Scottish Redress and we have had a response from them with your application number. So we are going to be taking your case into the next stages where we will be able to make you an evaluation and do the next step moving forward. Now, as it stands at this moment in time, we have had a response from them, but unfortunately, there's a few things that they've batted back to us here at Scottish Redress. Most importantly, what they've actually said is we've not had ID and proof of address for you, so they won't be able to acknowledge or basically take this case further without ID and proof of address. So I will require that off you in a second, but I'll help you get that. Right. Second of all, they just want confirmation that you are happy for us to go into stages 2 and 3, basically. Well, what that means is we will be then approaching basically the local authorities where you was placed and the places where you was positioned so we can locate all files and get all information to build the case that we can in regards to making you the best offer that we possibly can. But we won't acknowledge that without it having confirmation from you. So what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to pop you a message over on WhatsApp now. Have you got a driver's license or a passport or even a bus pass?
I've got a driver's license and I've got a bus pass.
You've got driver's license is perfect. So if you can take a full picture of your driver's license for me, make sure I can see everything on the picture. Have you also got a letter? It could be any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. It just needs to have your name, address and the date on there.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, take your time. Whilst you're doing that, I'm going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp with what we require. It's just any claim procedures that will take you further. Sorry, say that again for me, darling.
My electricity company, the bill.
Yeah, that's perfect. That'll be perfect. Yeah, that'll be perfect. So I've just sent you a message over on WhatsApp. Let me know when you've got that. Yeah, take your time. Let me know when that's coming through.
I've got the message through.
Perfect. Would you be able to send the ID and proof of address over whilst you're on the phone to me at all?
Send it over.
Yes, please, if you don't mind. Right, that's perfect. And then it's just a letter. The only thing is with the letter, we need you to just take a picture of the full letter for me. They won't accept it unless it's a full letter. Would you be able to show me the full letter?
Hold on, let me
Perfect. That's come back free, darling. Thank you so much for that. Now, in regards to yourself, we've already explained this to you on the previous calls recordings because it has to be on all the calls that we have actually discussed this with you. But I just need to run it through because we are on a new call recording today. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yes.
Brilliant. So there are ways you can proceed with the Redress Scotland application. You can apply for this without, sorry, you can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Mm-hmm. And you can also instruct us under a private agreement. So we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. As you've chosen us, it would be under a private agreement on no win, no fee. So we have explained to you on the initial call. If it is unsuccessful for any reason, you won't be charged a single penny. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Yeah. Now, if you go into your normal text messages for me, so not on the WhatsApp, on the normal text, the new link would have just come through for you to say that you're happy for us to go into the next stages.
I'll just press on it.
And then if you go straight down, there should be a box.
Just try my name the best I can in there.
Yep, please. Just try and give it the best signature you possibly can. And then press execute my documents, please.
That's about done.
And if you press execute documents, darling, yes, that's not come back free, which is fantastic. So that's everything from yourself that we need. Your case is now going to go into the next stages. So if there's anything you need from me, you bob me a message over on WhatsApp or give a call straight through to the solicitor. And I will look forward to keeping you updated with your next few stages, darling. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.